This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sir, this order will make it socially acceptable for a man in his 70s to date a 24-year-old.
That's right. We're calling it the Belichick Law. We're going to make girlfriends young again, okay? Old men can now date far younger women. We like that. It's hot. But in reverse, it's quite disgusting, right? Very Dateline, you know? Did you see Belichick's girlfriend? She's pretty hot, right?
Yes. She is a beautiful creature.
God, you're creepy. This is why we don't hang out outside of work.
It's from Saturday Night Live this past weekend. What's wrong with you?
The Money song from Pink Floyd is clearly an editorial choice.
That's their job.
I know, but still, it's an assumption.
That's my job as a producer.
I don't, but it makes it sound like we're making that choice. We would never say some of the things we're about to say.
I made the choice for you guys.
James Austin Johnson has been playing the president for the last few years, and he's been pretty good at it. And that was Stephen Miller that he was talking about. But if you're Bill Belichick, and I understand, like, it probably doesn't, some of this stuff doesn't reach him. But the idea of, oh no, like, I've done this whole thing, like, my whole life to keep things as private as possible. And now my love life is a joke on the cold open of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, he has slowly relaxed the stranglehold on his public image, seemingly led by this girlfriend who's helping him. And it's obviously a layered relationship where she has now taken a lot of professional control.
Oh, and by the way, I found out, remember I was talking about how Hard Knocks went away?
Yeah.
It turns out, at least according to some sources, that what I thought happened, she demanded to be executive producer of the show.
That's what Page Six of the New York Post said.
And they were like,
she demanded.
No, we're good.
Yeah.
We just won't do it.
So
we'd rather not do it than make you an executive producer.
The New York Post said that she wanted to see, quote, dailies of the proposed show, and said executives needed to treat her with respect or they wouldn't get to use the coach's IP.
Intellectual property.
Man.
So here's the question. If Jordan were just an overzealous PR person, would this be acceptable?
That's a great question, because she apparently like filed 14 different trademarks to reclaim phrases coined by Belichick, phrases which are currently owned by his former employer, the New England Patriots. So if she was just an aggressive PR person trying to do her thing, yeah, no, you'd look at it and be like, oh, that's interesting.
Because we've dealt with that type of person in our career.
For sure. We've also heard stories and maybe known closely some situations where aging stars were kind of co-opted by people who did these kind of things and also were romantic paramours, or and sometimes they weren't. And it's been very difficult to figure out. I just read a story about the painter Georgia O'Keeffe,
yes,
who apparently had like a wonderful relationship with a much younger man and who she met in New Mexico, who was a handyman and ended up being like a dear friend and protected her legacy. And rumors abounded for decades that he was a certain kind of romantic relationship. And he says he never was. And some people believe that he never was. Like, there's examples like that. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, like, taken over and co-opted by different, like, these things happen, and they're not always nefarious, but this one sure is starting to feel like that.
I'm not willing to call it nefarious.
I said it's starting to feel like that.
Because I think that what we have here is someone who has been given some power and is ambitious, and I think that that's okay, but I also think that when it comes to power... What Uncle Ben say? With great power comes great responsibility.
Is that before he converted the rice?
No. This is a different...
A different Uncle Ben?
Uncle Ben.
What did he convert the rice to, by the way?
Fuel. And then Dr. Brown came back from the future and they poured it in the flux capacitor.
Okay.
We're mixing all sorts
where
of things
we go
up now.
We won't need gas. Somebody doesn't need? What do they not need?
We don't need roads.
We don't need roads. That's it.
Have you ever seen the Family Guy version of that?
Of the flux capacitor back to the future thing?
Of Doc Brown comes back and he's like, Marty, it's something horrible. Your daughter, she's going to marry a black guy. And Marty's like...
That's mine.
No, Marty's like, that's not a problem. Why would that be a problem?
Oh, God.
And then he's like, I am uncomfortable with you now.
That's too bad. That was a cartoon, everybody, just to be clear.
Yeah, just to be clear.
Much respect to Christopher Lloyd.
For real, for real.
I know.
So this texter is like, hey, did you guys hear about the Dunkin' commercial? Yeah, that's part of this too. One of the revelations that's happened is she apparently kind of wedged herself into the Dunkin' Super Bowl commercial with Ben. You guys don't remember that?
No, of course I remember.
I remember it, yes.
Remember the commercial? I didn't know that she wedged herself in there.
She did.
What'd she do?
She's like, I'm in this commercial.
Just staring at Bill.
Or Bill's not going to be in this commercial.
Man.
That's all she did speak. Just stare at Bill.
So look, I applaud her with maybe, and some of this stuff might actually turn out to be helpful for Bill.
I think it clearly has been. I think like him being comfortable with social media and having a more youthful approach to PR. I mean, college football these days is all about, you know, recruiting guys multiple times and staying vibrant and relevant.
Yeah, but I wonder if this has done damage to Bill Belichick, the god, like in his players' eyes. Because if we go back before Jordan becomes a household name, like the idea of, wait, Bill Belichick is coming here? I better get my bleep together. Mm-hmm. If this guy's coming here to coach, this guy can help get me to the league, like all this stuff. I wonder now if some of that is worn off and players don't see him like that anymore, because they see him at practice being one way and now they see him with his girlfriend and it's like, ooh.
Well,
the group chats must be on fire on that campus.
I'm sure they're on fire. And people who have covered and known about the Patriots on a intimate level for years are taking notice of certain details. Did you see the Bill Simmons thing on the Bill Simmons podcast?
Yeah, I saw that.
Because she posted an email. Jordan posted an email from Bill Belichick in an attempt to defend him in terms of his role in the increased valuation of the Patriots, right? And so we know that Bill and Bob Kraft don't have a good relationship. So she posted this email, and Bill Simmons read the email and realized that he thought the email reflected a lot of what happened between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, of Belichick's ego getting so big and so vocal about his role in the Patriots' valuation. And Simmons was like, that the whole thing with Brady and Belichick was always, we're in this together. We're in this together. There's no credit. We're in this together, which is the way it sometimes needs to be. And this email reflected Bill taking a lot of personal credit.
Well, and them not knowing that Bill's emails, now that he works at a university, could be FOIA. Like, there's a lot of stuff that they're missing. And I think there's a lot of good that she's also doing for him. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure what to do with this.
Did you say there was something that was starting to happen in North Carolina, or like people were starting to comment on, or just?
I was speculating on like what that might be like if they're yes, when we talked earlier, that there are people that are not named that are starting to be like, ooh, what is happening here? That there are people at the university now that are like, what did we do? Did we turn the university over to her instead of to him?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times it is a package deal. Certain coaches have had their wives very, very involved, and that's just the way it's always been. For some of them, and it functions well.
But it's different.
When you've been together for a long time and it's clearly a partnership that's been worked out.
A lot, and it's different, and this is where I do think like the age thing matters. Most of the time, the woman who is the coach's wife, she takes on a maternal. Like, that's mom.
Absolutely.
You know, like,
that's the mama of the program.
And she's usually, like, for example, if you look at how
Mama Saban?
Yes.
I know.
Like, if you look at the way that players react to her and how she reacts to them, they would, Jalen Milroe, after I forget which game it was they won, maybe it was the comeback that they won where he made the 4th-and-26 touchdown throw.
There's love. It's the family.
And he hugged her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or even like with what's going on in Texas with
Mama Sark.
Yeah. Like it's and she's super styled up and she's a beautiful woman, but it's different. When it's the girlfriend, the players, how do you react
especially
to her?
Especially when she's
your age.
2 years older than you at most. I know. I'm not going to restate it. I told you how I fear that this thing is going to end the other day. But it's like, it's a hug. One of those post-game hugs. Just going a little bit too far. You know what I mean? Like, there's fears. There's it could be a scary situation. And it already kind of is. I'm sure if you are Bill's children, you know, or Bill's family, you're a little concerned. I would be if it was my dad. I know I would be.
Yeah, I think all of us can put ourselves in that place. But usually when they're like that role, whether we're talking coach's wife or coach's husband, you know, in basketball, we see coach's husband.
Is there like a Mr. Mulkey? Probably. I don't know.
There is. I don't see, or there was, but usually that role is that person takes a secondary paternal figure role inside of a college campus. Miss Terry was legendary for that down in Alabama. And it's just a very strange, it's a dynamic that we're not used to. So we're not sure what to do with it.
Yeah.
And no one wants to think of our parent being in a situation like this, and you go, you don't want your parent being taken advantage of, but you also want your parent to be happy.
I think the only way to really fix this situation is for the Tar Heels to go on a terrific run, like a good 11-0 season, and everything's going to be fine.
That might make things worse, because she might be like, I told y'all so, and it might be the revenge tour if that happens, but I'm wishing them a lot of luck. I hope that it's just love. I hope that it's just love and someone who's being overzealous right now.
I join it. I join you in rooting for love.
Yes.
That's what we do on the Spiegel and Ohm Show.